to another Junior Dodgers broadcast. I'm Aaron Goldstein, and I'm joined by my broadcast partners, Jack Holliday and Delaney Moss. Today, the Dodgers take on the Colorado Rockies. The Rockies enter the contest with a record of 77-65, which is good for the third-best record in the NL West. The Rockies currently sit atop the NL wildcard race in the second spot. The Dodgers enter the game at 92-50, which is the best record in baseball. The Dodgers are 10 games ahead of the second-place Arizona Diamondbacks in the National League West. Starting on the bump for the Dodgers is southpaw Rich Hill. Hill is 9-7 with a 3.67 earned run average. The Rockies will counter with Tyler Chatwood, who is 6-12 with a 4.88 ERA. Now it's time for keys to the game. Here's Jack with the Rockies' keys to the game.
Number one, the bullpen action. Rockies manager Bud Black said he expects to go to his pen pretty early today. Number two, pitcher batting eighth. Black has Chatwood penciled in the bat eighth. Maybe he'll hit for the righty the first chance he gets. Number three, a fresh look. The Rockies are the only NL West team that hasn't seen Rich Hill in 2017. They're going to have to learn a lot about him in a hurry.
Thank you, Jack. Here's Delaney with the Dodgers keys to the game.
Thanks, Aaron. Number one, a grand old time. Yasmani Grandal and Curtis Granderson have both had great careers against Chatwood. Combined, they're 9-for-19 with three long balls. Number two, turn the streak around. The Dodgers can't lose 10 straight, and a win today was a happy flight to San Francisco. Number three, magic number 11. The Dodgers might be doing some scoreboard watching today, and Arizona plays San Diego at 1:10 p.m.
Thank you, Delaney. We will take a break here on the Junior Dodgers broadcast from Chavez Ravine. First pitch is on the way.
Dodger Stadium. The game is almost underway. Here's Jack with the Rockies lineup.
Batting first for the Colorado Rockies is Charlie Blackman, number 19. Batting second is DJ LeMahieu, number 9. Batting third, Nolan Arenado, number 28. Batting fourth, number 27, Trevor Story. Batting fifth, number 5, Carlos Gonzalez. Batting sixth, number 12, Mark Reynolds. Batting seventh, number 7, Ramel Sapia. Batting eighth, number 32, Tyler Chatwood. And batting last, number 14, Tony Walker.
Thank you, Jack. Here is Delaney with the Dodgers defense.
At left field, we have Andre Ethier. Chris Taylor takes center field, and Curtis Granderson is at right field. We have Justin Turner at third base, Corey Seager at shortstop, and Logan Forsythe is our second baseman today. We have rookie Cody Bellinger at first base, pitcher Rich Hill, and Austin Barnes is center.
Thank you, Delaney. So the game is almost underway here. Charlie Blackman will lead it off against Rich Hill. Blackman is the National League leader in hitting, but he'll have a tough matchup against Rich Hill, who's a lefty with a breaking ball that goes away from Blackman. Second in the NL in hitting is Justin Turner, who is getting the start at third base this afternoon for the boys in blue. That is the Los Angeles Dodgers. So Hill will start on the bump here against the tough hitter Blackman. Not much of a shift on Blackman. Outfield straight away and deep. The third baseman Turner is almost in on the cut of the grass. And the first pitch from Hill is a fastball up, and Blackman's ahead 1-0. So Hill fires in a strike, and it's one ball and one strike on Charlie Blackman.
Charlie Blackman this season is batting .340 and has a .340 average with 34 home runs and 89 RBIs.
So that pitch misses away, and Hill is down again 2-1. Sabermetrically, they say that the most important pitch is the 1-1 pitch for the pitcher, and Hill misses that, so it's 2-1. And he comes back to miss again, 3-1. Guys, I know it's early, but it looks like Hill doesn't have his control.
Mm-hmm.
So 3-1 on Blackman, who's wearing some shades for this day game.
Yeah, it's very bright outside today.
Blackman fouls off a fastball at 90 miles per hour. The count is full, 3-2. DJ LeMahieu, another great hitter, who last year led the league in batting. He'll hit next. They talk about how Coors Field is a hitter's park. It really is. The ball carries, they've done studies on it, about 20 to 30 feet more when hit at Coors Field. So the hitters love hitting there. The 3-2 pitch. Hill tries to go sidearm, and Blackman draws the leadoff walk. And here comes DJ LeMahieu, the righty, with Nolan Arenado on deck.
Coors Field also has a really big outfield, so when you hit a fly ball into the outfield, it's probably going to fall for a hit.
So, no outs here. A runner on first, that's Charlie Blackman. And DJ LeMahieu, the former LSU Tiger, is at the plate.
This season, DJ LeMahieu is batting .313 with 7 home runs and 59 RBIs.
So, one ball and no strikes on DJ LeMahieu, who seems to have something in his eye. Now he steps in the box. He's ready. 1-0. Rich Hill, the lefty, deals. And he fires in a strike, one ball and one strike. A little bit of a late call from home plate umpire Mark Wagner, but nonetheless, one ball and one strike on the dangerous LeMahieu. Here's a pitch from Hill, and grounded up the middle, a base hit. Blackman makes the turn, now he'll hold at second base, so the Rockies threatening early. First and second, nobody out as LeMahieu smacks a base hit up the middle, and here comes one of the most dangerous hitters in the league, Nolan Arenado. He grew up in Southern California. He loves hitting at Dodger Stadium. He hit a home run against Clayton Kershaw a couple nights ago. He's always a threat to go deep. He's got the great combination of power and average. What are his stats?
This season, Nolan Arenado is batting .308 with 31 home runs and is leading the NL with 117 RBIs.
So Trevor Story, who hit a home run last night against Alex Wood, he's on deck. The Rockies are threatening already, guys.
Let's just hope that Hill is able to keep the damage low.
So a strike there on Arenado on the inner half. Arenado played for the Team USA World Baseball Classic team, and they won gold.
lefties, Nolan Arenado's batting 412 against lefties this season.
Here's the pitch. Hill goes sidearm and he grounds a base hit up the middle. Blackman's on his horse. He'll head to the plate and he'll score without a throw. The Dodgers still have nobody out, and they're already down 1-0 as Nolan Arenado smacks a base hit up the middle. Most fans haven't even got to their seat, and the score is already 1-0. First and second, still nobody out.
This season, Trevor Story's batting 229 with 20 home runs and 67 RBIs.
As we take a look at Arenado's hit, it wasn't the hardest hit, but he was able to get it up the middle against the ship. So the Rockies lead 1-0. Two base hits up the middle now. Grounders that just happen to find a hole, and here's Trevor Story, the hot hitting Story, I should say, who last year was in contention for the National League Rookie of the Year as he swings and misses at an off-speed pitch. Story 229 this year.
With 20 home runs and 67 RBI. Versus left-handed pitchers, he's batting 321.
Carlos Gonzalez is on deck. Here's the pitch. And he guys it foul. He's in a hole, 0-2. So 0-2 on Trevor Story. Last year started the season with a bang, hitting all those home runs. He has cooled down a bit. Impressive power numbers this year, 20 home runs, but the average is not what he wants it to be, 229. Hill seems to be using that sidearm pitch effectively as Story gets back in the count. It's 1-2. Easier for the righties to pick up the sidearm. Lefties, it's very tough as it's coming from that side of the plate. Story is a righty, but on deck, Carlos Gonzalez is a lefty. And that's up. Again, two balls and two strikes. So Hill struggling with his command. Nobody out here. 1-0 in favor of the Colorado Rockies. There's runners on first and second. So the 2-2 pitch as Arenado leads off first. Check swing, did he go? No, he did not, says first base umpire Lance Barrett.
Richel has thrown 6 pitches so far. 16, sorry. And he strikes 8 balls.
This season, Trevor Story is batting 144 with 2 strikes.
So, the 3-2 pitch to Story. And he takes upstairs. So the bases are loaded with nobody out. Hill has already walked 2 in the inning. And up comes Carlos Gonzalez, the longtime Rocky. Lately, the Dodgers have not been able to get that shutdown start from pitchers lately as Rick Honeycutt visits Hill. Gonzalez used to play for the Oakland A's. He was sent to Colorado.
This season, Carlos Gonzalez is batting 251 with 10 home runs and 48 RBI.
Mark Reynolds, the longtime veteran, is on deck. So Cargo looking to break it open before most Dodger fans have even settled in. There's the bases loaded. 0 outs. And the Rockies already lead the Dodgers by a score of 1-0. So as Jack was talking about earlier, the Dodgers want to try to limit the damage. So the pitch from Hill. Fastball way upstairs. He almost hit him. 1 ball and no strikes on Cargo. So many of these Rockies hitters have not faced Hill much. But it looks like they're seeing him well for their first time in him. So 1 ball and no strikes on Carlos Gonzalez. And he takes up again, 2-0. And Hill is struggling with his command. can't emphasize it enough. 2-0. 11 balls and 8 strikes. The Dodgers could use a double play here. As Cargo, it's a fly ball in the shortstop, and Corey Seager's under it. He struggles with the sun, but he makes the play, and there's one away. Delaney, what did you see from Seager on that play?
That was intense. He almost fell back, lurching back to catch the ball, but he got it, so.
Was it in the sun?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would not have been able to catch that.
Infield fly was called. Here's Mark Reynolds trying to break this game open. There's one out here. Base is loaded.
This season, Mark Reynolds is batting .271 with 28 home runs and 89 RBIs. In his career with the bases loaded, he's batting .556 with 5 home runs and 11 RBIs. With 5 picks. Of this year.
So Reynolds takes a good hack and fouls it back. Folks, Reynolds has played for many teams in his career. Of those, they include the Rockies, the Orioles, and the Cardinals. He's really picked it up this year, hitting .271. And a strike called there on the inner half, and it's 0-2. Hill seems to have his command back. This is a nice fastball on the inner half. Reynolds has 28 home runs this year and an on-base percentage of .360. Means he's getting on base a lot. He's driving in runs. So 0-2. Here's the pitch, and he swings and misses at a filthy breaking ball. 2 outs now, and here comes Raymel Tapia, the rookie for Colorado, who has great speed. He's a contact hitter. He'll put the ball in play a lot. If you remember, a couple months back, he had a walk-off hit against the Giants. Hill, that breaking ball was filthy that Hill just got Reynolds on.
This season, he's batting .279 with 2 home runs and 13 RBIs.
So here's the pitch to Tapia, and he swings through a filthy, and when I say filthy, I mean a filthy breaking ball that started at Tapia's head and dipped all the way to the outside corner. I wonder what the spin rate on that one was. We'll have to check. Our statistician will tell us later. 0-1 on Raymel Tapia. Here's the pitch. And another filthy breaking ball, but this time Tapia lays off, and it's 1-1.
This season, Raymel Tapia versus left-handed pitchers is batting .211 with 8 hits.
On deck is the pitcher, Tyler Chatwood. And Hill misses way outside, 2-1. Hill better be careful as he can't walk Tapia with the bases loaded, or that would drive in a run. So 2-1 here with 2 outs. Tapia has a lot of movement in his swing. 2-1 pitch to Tapia, and he takes a fastball. Called for a strike by home plate umpire Mark Wegner. It's 2-2, 2 outs, the deuces are wild. Colorado also has 2 hits in the inning. There's 3 runners on base. Colorado has 1 run thus far. Hill sets, now he deals, sidearm, and he got it. So the Dodgers give up a run to Colorado on an RBI single. On the Junior Dodgers broadcast, score, Rockies 1, Dodgers 0. We'll be back. are back here in the bottom of the first inning. The score is 1-0 in favor of the Colorado Rockies. Here is Delaney with the Dodgers lineup.
Batting first, we have number 3, Chris Taylor. Batting second, shortstop Corey Seager. Batting third, Justin Turner, third baseman. Batting fourth, Cody Bellinger. Batting fifth, Austin Barnes. Batting sixth, Curtis Granderson. Batting seventh, Logan Forsythe. Batting eighth, Andre Ethier. And batting last at ninth is Rich Hill.
Thanks, Delaney. Here's Jack with the Rockies defense.
In left field for the Rockies, it's Romero Tapia. In center field, Charlie Blackman. In right field for the Rockies, it's Carlos Gonzalez. At third base, Nolan Arenado. At shortstop, Trevor Story. Playing second base is DJ LeMahieu. Playing first base is Mark Reynolds. The pitcher is Tyler Chatwood. And the catcher is Tony Wilson.
Thank you, Jack. And as we talked about in the pregame, guys, the Dodgers, many Dodgers have had success against this pitcher, Tyler Chatwood, as Chris Taylor takes a strike, nothing in one.
Chris Taylor this season is batting .301 with 19 home runs and 66 RBIs. In his career, he's batting .275.
Taylor played the beginning of his career with the Mariners as that ball's up. He was traded to the Dodgers last year, but he's really become a vital piece to this Dodger team this year. He started in AAA, but since he's been called up, he's been nothing short of spectacular. And he hits a fly ball into right field. Going back is Gonzalez. He's under it, and he'll make the catch for the first out. So Taylor skies out, and with one out, here comes Corey Seager. Guys, tell us some things about Corey Seager.
Corey Seager made it to the home run derby his rookie season and won rookie of the year. This season, Corey Seager has a batting average of .309. He has hit 19 home runs, and he has an RBI of 65.
So one out here for Seager, and he smacks a shot into center field. It'll get down for a base hit. Blackman does a good job of cutting that ball off. It's tailed away from him, but the Dodgers have had two balls struck solidly. Taylor flied out, and now Seager with the base hit to left field, or left center field. And here comes Justin Turner.
Justin Turner, who played in the All-Star game this year.
Dave Roberts talked about earlier how Justin Turner has been swinging the bat well as of late. Let's see if he can keep that trend going. With one out here in the bottom of the first inning, the score is 1-0 in favor of the Colorado Rockies. Seager leads off from first base. Mark Reynolds holds him on. Chatwood in the stretch for the first time. He comes set, and he deals a fastball that's low to Justin Turner. Cody Bellinger on deck.
Justin Turner's stats this season, he has a .328 batting average. He has hit 19 home runs, and he has an RBI of 65.
Against the Rockies this season, he's batting .358.
And the bearded one missed the base hit in the left field. So two balls that have been struck well. And here comes Cody Bellinger.
The tying run is in scoring position.
And Cody Bellinger just last week beat the Dodger rookie home run score of 35 as he scored his 36th home run last week.
That was in San Diego. So Bellinger is one of the best power hitters in the league. Remember, he hasn't even played the full year, and he has all those home runs, all those RBIs. He's just a force to be reckoned with.
This season, he is leading the Dodgers with 83 RBIs and 36 home runs. He's also batting .269 this season.
Austin Barnes is on deck, but the focus is on Bellinger, who takes away one ball and no strikes. Notice how there's three infielders on the right side. That's the first base side of second base. They shift Bellinger because he traditionally hits a lot of hard balls to that right side. Here's the pitch to Bellinger, and he takes away, and it's two balls and no strikes. So a favorable count for Bellinger. Two balls and no strikes with one out here. The only out of the inning was Chris Taylor, who flied out to right field. Turner got a base hit, and so did Seager. Seager is leading off of second base for Cody Bellinger. two balls and no strikes. The pitch. And Bellinger looked like he was swinging for the moon on that one. He misses. Two balls and one strike.
This season, with right-handed pitchers, Cody Bellinger's batting 270, and 25 of his 33 home runs have come off right-handed pitchers.
Tony Walters now conferences with Tyler Chatwood, and he runs back. Walters will lead off, will be second next inning for the Rockies. 2-1 here on Cody Bellinger.
The stadium isn't incredibly packed today, but it is pretty crowded, and a lot of the people here are wearing Bellinger jerseys. So he has quite a fan following despite being a rookie.
Cody Bellinger played in the All-Star game with five other Dodgers.
So 2-1 here on the well-liked Bellinger. The 2-2 pitch from Chatwood, who gets his sign from Walters and now deals to the plate. And Bellinger checks his swing. Did he go? No, says third base umpire Ben May. So 3-2 with one out here. Dodger fans anticipating. Chatwood is not at a good year. 4.87 ERA. And against the Dodgers this year, an 11 ERA.
Bellinger can play first base and the outfield.
So here's a 3-2 pitch to Bellinger, and he hits a hard ground ball foul near the Rockies dugout. So we'll do it again, 3-2. Bellinger likes to swing a light bat as he feels it. As fast as he can get his bat around, that'll generate more power and produce more home runs. And gosh, has that worked for him.
During day games this year, Bellinger's batting 294 with 13 home runs.
So Chatwood in a little bit of trouble here, similar to what Rich Hill was in last inning, and Bellinger swings and misses, and there's two away. So here comes Austin Barnes with two outs now on deck. It's Curtis Granderson. So Dave Roberts was talking a lot about Granderson in his pregame scrum, saying that he's not worried about Granderson as he's a professional, and he'll turn it around as he's done so many times in his career. Granderson has played with the Tigers, the Mets, and the Yankees, just to name a few. Now he's with the Dodgers. So two outs. Here's Austin Barnes, who takes inside, one ball and no strikes. Chatwood did not like that call by home plate umpire Mark Wegner, but it's one ball and no strike.
Austin Barnes this season is batting 297 with six home runs and 32 RBIs, and it's slugging 478.
Reynolds is not holding on Turner at first base with the lead runner ahead of him, and that's inside again. Two balls and no strikes on Austin Barnes.
It would mean so much for the Dodgers to bounce back at the bottom of the inning because the score currently is 1-0. Colorado's are up. So if we could bounce back, that would be great.
So 2-0 on Austin Barnes, and he takes a strike 2-1. Barnes was part of that deal that sent D. Gordon to Miami. The Dodgers in that trade got Chris Hatcher. They got Kike Hernandez, and they got Chris Hatcher.
Against the Colorado Rockies, Austin Barnes is batting 320 with eight hits.
So here's the pitch to Barnes, and he grounds it slowly to shortstop. They'll throw to second and get the out. So the Dodgers leave him stranded. We'll head to the top of the second inning on the Junior Dodgers broadcast. The Rockies lead the Dodgers 1-0. We'll be back.
Thank you.
welcome back to the Junior Dodgers broadcast as we are entering the top of the second inning. The current score is 1-0. Colorado Rockies have the 1 point. And so we are awaiting the first pitch as... Who is that?
Rich Hill.
As Rich Hill approaches home plate.
Oh, Tyler Chatwood is approaching home plate. Rich Hill is pitching.
Pitcher's high, 1-0.
The Rockies choosing not to bat for their pitcher, who's in the eighth spot, surprisingly.
And the second pitch. Big swing and a miss.
This season, Tyler Chatwood is batting 147 with 5 hits.
Swing and foul ball goes into left field.
Chatwood was very early on that fastball, and he grounded it foul to the left side.
Go ahead.
In Chatwood's career, he's batting 218 with 34 hits and 12 RBI.
Here's the pitch, another swing as it goes to left field and out.
Nice play by Turner, who fielded that short hop beautifully, just as you're taught. He got the short hop, and he fired it to first base, where Bellinger was waiting to record the out.
Center Tony Walters approaches home plate, and we have Charlie Blackman on deck.
Walters also grew up in Southern California, as many of these Rockies did.
This season, he's batting 237 with no home runs and 14 RBI.
That was a line drive right at Justin Turner, who caught it.
This is what Rich Hill needs, a quick inning. His last inning was very long. He threw a lot of pitches.
Definitely. Now we have Charlie Blackman heading to home plate. So Rich Hill is getting a lot luckier with where his pitches are landing this inning compared to the last.
In the first inning, he got a walk and scored the only run.
Blackman leading the National League in hitting at 340. Wow.
Here's the pitch, and ball one. Oh, sorry, strike one.
On deck is DJ LeMahieu.
Oh, the ball hits him.
That had to hurt.
Right in the hip, it looked like. So he takes a walk to first base.
It hit him right in the backside.
Oh.
LeMahieu is hitting 340, and the Dodgers, the first time they walk him, the second time they hit him, I feel like either they don't want to face him or are trying too hard to locate their pitches, and they're missing badly.
So we have DJ LeMahieu at bat.
He had a single in the first inning, which was last inning.
He grounded it sharply up the middle, and Seager couldn't reach it, and he was aboard. That's what LeMahieu will do to you. He doesn't hit for much power, but he loves those singles. You can't shift him. He hits the ball everywhere.
Here's the pitch. Ball. Ball one.
So Nolan Arenado on deck, and Dodgers prefer to go after LeMahieu than Arenado.
Inside. So it's 2-0 now.
As we talked about earlier, LeMahieu played for LSU in college. Last year hit 349.
Oh, there's a strike. So 2-1 now.
Still a favorable count for LeMahieu to hit in. 2-0 and 2-1, both good counts for hitters. The minute LeMahieu possibly looking for the same pitch he just saw against Rich Hill.
Oh, fly ball as it heads down right field. Oh, foul ball.
Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The Rockies have two hits, so do the Dodgers. And the Rockies have a runner on first and LeMahieu batting. That's two guys on base.
Let's hope Rich Hill doesn't allow any more runs this inning.
LeMahieu hits it. Foul.
Charlie Blackmon was running on that two pitch. Nolan Arenado is on deck. If the Rockies' thinking is that if Blackmon gets thrown out stealing, which is unlikely because he's very fast and he gets good jumps, then LeMahieu will just get a fresh count next inning. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Rockies already have one run. That was last inning. Top of the second inning, and that's way inside, and
gets away.
Blackmon looked like he was going out. He holds. The count is 3-2 as that ball was blocked by Austin Barnes, and Blackmon started stealing, but then he held up.
Still have Arenado on deck. We have three balls so far and two strikes.
It is super hot out, so if you came to this game, you would have to hope you were in the shade.
Oh, the ball is hit. Fly ball as it goes center field.
Nice play by Granderson at the wall.
Right fielder Curtis Granderson caught that one. We are heading for the bottom of the second inning. The current score is 1-0 still. Rockies are in the lead. Welcome back to the bottom of the second inning. The current score is 1-0. Rockies are up. Batting first, we have Curtis Granderson. After Curtis Granderson, we have number 11.
Forsythe.
Yes.
Granderson acquired from the Mets recently.
Waiting the pitch. Ball one.
Three of his first four hits as a Dodger were home was a home run.
Ball number two.
Grandy Man's nickname, Granderson's nickname is the Grandy Man.
This in his career against Chatwood, he's batting .375 with two home runs.
He takes a swing and he heads for first. Oh, and he makes it to first base. He hit it right into the shift on the ground, but he was able to beat it out. Trevor Story made a spectacular effort in short right field, but Granderson's speed proved to be the difference as he hustled out of the box and got himself an infield hit.
We have Logan Forsythe at home plate and Andre Ethier on deck.
Ethier hit his first home run of the season last night, and Forsythe went deep against Rockies closer Greg Holland. Dave Roberts might elect for Forsythe to bunt. I don't think he will, as he looks like he's swinging a hot bat as of recently.
Ball one.
Strike one. This season, he's batting .230 with 5 home runs and 29 RBI.
Forsythe also had a double down the right field line last night. Had a good day.
And he hits it. It goes down center field, heads to the right, and it's caught.
Nice play by Charlie Blackman in right center field. Here comes Andre Ethier. Ethier has been a longtime member of the Dodgers, and he's produced for many years.
He has a chance to take the lead here with the home run.
Notice how the Rockies shift Ethier. The shortstop is playing almost up the middle. That's Trevor Story, and Arenado is off the line at third base. Pickoff attempt, and Granderson gets back.
And Ethier's career versus Chatwood, he's batting .389, and his slugging percentage is .556.
And he's got 7 hits, so a decent amount of sample size for Dre.
That's ball one, and we are awaiting the second pitch. Rich Hill is on deck.
With one out here, if Ethier were to get on, Hill would bunt the guys over, and then Taylor would have a chance to drive him in with 2 away. That's if Ethier can get on base.
Throw over the first.
That was a good snap throw by Tony Walters. Catchers are taught to have good pop times. That's the time it takes you from when it hits your glove to the time it hits the fielder's glove. That looks like a good pop time for Tony Walters, the Rockies catcher.
Another strike. We have 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 strikes so far.
Ethier had his own log that he did, a food series in 2007.
Oh, and he hits it, foul ball goes almost straight backwards.
He had his own show where he'd try different foods and put it on TV. He's one of his many interests.
His only RBI this season came from last night when he got the home run.
Wow, looks like it almost hit the ground there, so that was another ball.
Great stop by Walters to even the count. Ethier, from what I've seen, it looks like he's swinging a hot bat. He just needs a pitch that he can drive. San Diego is beating Arizona 1-0 in the desert. Dodgers will be watching that scoreboard all game.
He hits it, goes down left field, making it to first, and Granderson heads to second base.
Ethier shoots it to left field. That was on a frozen rope.
For his third hit of the season.
The Dodgers have had no shortage of base runners in the game. However, they haven't been able to put them in. Runners just haven't scored. Last inning, they left first and second and one out. Now Rich Hill's up with one out. I think he'll lay down a bunt here.
So that Chris Taylor has a chance to get the lead with the hit.
Hill is not a good hitter, and first baseman Mark Reynolds and third baseman Nolan Arenado are both in, anticipating the bunt.
And he bunts it off of the bat, and it's a foul ball. Rich Hill has two RBI this season and three hits.
Hitting 083.
Looks like Granderson and Ethier are very eager to be moving up along the bases.
Nobody's holding on Ethier as Reynolds is in, so he's getting a big lead. He has to be careful, though, because if the bunt is caught, they could get a double play. Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Oh, my.
That was a swamp. Sorry, go ahead. He showed bunt, but then took it back and swung and hit it and ripped it foul.
Ball actually rolled to the right of the Dodgers dugout and hit one of the cameras.
We hope that everybody over there is okay.
The count's now 0-2.
Now, if Hill bunts and fouls it off, he's out. That counts as a strikeout.
Mm-hmm. And he's out.
So Hill doesn't do his job. He strikes out. First, he bunts it foul. Then he fouls off a pitch. And then he misses a bunt. So 0-3. I'm at bat for Rich Hill.
Chris Taylor will bat with one player in scoring position instead of two.
As Hill failed to execute the bunt. Corey Seager on deck, who has a hit. Taylor, in his first at-bat, flew out to right fielder Carlos Gonzalez, but he struck the ball well.
He hits it, and it goes down left field and is caught by shortstop.
No. Third base, Nolan Arenado. What a play.
Mm-hmm.
Arenado snared the liner and took a hit away from Taylor. That would have scored a run if it got by him.
So, we're taking a break, and we'll be back at the top of the next inning. The score is currently still 1-0, and the Rockies are up.
come back. The Rockies are winning 1-0 in the top of the third inning. Leading off the inning is Nolan Arenado for the Colorado Rockies, who just made a great play to keep the game 1-0. Here's the pitch, and it is high and called ball one. On deck is Trevor Story. Time is called.
Looks like Arenado got something in his eye. But Mayhew did that a couple innings ago. Arenado seems to be fine now. Let's play ball.
Here's the pitch. It is outside and ball two. The count is 2-0.
See, now Hill's in a tough spot because he has to throw a strike to Arenado. He's got to be careful. Arenado could hit it a long way.
The pitch is high and a little outside. Ball three.
On deck is Trevor Story.
In the first inning, Nolan Arenado got an RBI single. That is called strike one. The count is 3-1.
Most guys would be given the green light on 3-0, especially if your average is 309 with 31 long balls, but Arenado elected to take it. He wanted to see a strike first.
The ball is crushed to left field, and it is over the left field fence, and it is a solo home run. That's now 2-0 Rockies.
Arenado hit that a mile high. Wow.
He clobbered that ball so hard.
That was off the bat 103 miles per hour. The SoCal kid loves hitting at Dodger Stadium, and he proves it again. We have the StatCast. We'll have a StatCast in a minute. -41 degrees launch angle and 373 feet.
The first pitch is a curveball. And it's strike one. It's 0-1. There's no one on base and there are no outs. 2-0 Rockies. The next pitch is strike two. It's 0-2.
The Dodgers are out hitting the Rockies 4-3, but the Rockies have capitalized on opportunities. That's why they lead this game 2-0.
Trevor Story hits it to left field, and Andre Ethier makes the sliding catch for out number one.
That was an awesome play by Ethier. Ball is shot into the gap. It was a line drive, and Ethier first gets to it, then it starts sinking on him, so he lays out and makes a tremendous play.
Now up is Carlos Gonzalez. That liner was hit pretty hard. There's a curveball, and Carlos Gonzalez swings at it, and it is strike one, 0-1.
Gonzalez popped out in the first. He looks like he's having a rough time seeing the lefty hill.
Rich Hill throws a changeup outside, and it's ball one. The count is 1-1. The last line drive was 106. That pitch is low and way outside. It is 2-1.
Center fielder Chris Taylor shifted a little bit to the left of center field. He's towards Andre Ethier in left field.
Rich Hill throws it inside, and the count is 3-1. I imagine it must be very hard to pitch in this heat because not only is it pretty hot outside, but, I mean, the sun is just beating down and everybody's face is on the field, so. That is hit to left center, and Chris Taylor is there to make the catch. Two outs.
The Rockies seem to be making good contact. Even on their outs, they're hitting it hard. Here comes Mark Reynolds. Reynolds had a swing makeover this offseason. He's incorporating more of a leg kick, getting that leg kick higher, and the results have been there for him, hitting almost 30 home runs this year.
In the first inning, he struck out. He's 0 for 1.
The Giants today.
Rich Hill throws it right down the middle for strike one.
The San Francisco Giants today got destroyed by the White Sox. They lost 8-1. They've really had a rough year.
Mark Reynolds hits it behind Chris Taylor, but at the beginning of the track, but Taylor's there to make the catch for out number three. That is the end of the inning. It's going into the bottom of the third. 2-0 Rockies.
Corey Seager leading off the inning.
Chris Taylor made the last out in the bottom of the second inning. Corey Seager grounds it foul towards first base. In the first inning, he got a single and he's 1-for-1. The count is 0-1. Corey Seager pops it foul towards left field.
He did it quickly in an 0-2 hole.
This is a better count for Chatwood than Seager.
Chatwood's ERA is 4.81, so anything is possible.
Seager swings and misses on a sinker that lands at Seager's back foot. He strikes out. Now up, it's Justin Turner with one out. Chatwood has 3 strikeouts today in the burning heat.
Turner ripped a base hit to left field in his first at bat. He's 1-for-1. On deck is Cody Bellinger, who struck out his first time.
The pitch is inside, and the count is 1-0. Justin Turner has 65 RBIs this season.
He also has 19 home runs this season and the batting average of .329.
Turner swings early on that pitch. The count is 1-1. Rockies are leading 2-0 in the bottom of the third. Turner swings and misses at that pitch, too.
Turner looks fooled at the plate right now. He needs to take a deep breath, which is exactly what he does, and reset himself.
The count is 1-2.
Chatwood is pitched effectively, 2 1/3 scoreless innings. He has 38 pitches.
Justin Turner was 1 of 6 Dodgers to make it to the All-Star game this year. That pitch is inside and is kind of close to hitting Turner. The count is 2-2.
But manager Bud Black said that Chatwood would get pulled after 60 to 70 pitches, so a short outing for him.
Turner hits a ground ball to second baseman DJ LeMahieu and is thrown out at first for out number 2.
Weak contact there for Turner. He hit it, but he didn't hit it hard, and LeMahieu made an easy play.
Up now is Cody Bellinger, who got out his first at-bat in the first inning. There are 2 outs in the bottom of the third. Cody Bellinger made it to the home run derby this season and All-Star game. That pitch is a little low, and the count is 1-0.
Bellinger's on-base percentage is extremely high, 345 for a 268 average. That means he's walking a lot, he's getting hit by pitches, he's getting on-base.
His slugging percentage is 597, and that pitch is low. The count is 2-0. That pitch is way outside. And the count is 3-0.
Manager Dave Roberts will give Bellinger the green light here if he wants it because of that power.
That pitch is way outside for a ball 4, and Bellinger has a 2-out walk. Tying run is at home, Austin Barnes.
Curtis Granderson is on deck.
Austin Barnes is 0-for-1 this game with the fielder's choice in the first inning.
The Dodgers looking to have some 2-out magic here.
The pitch is inside, and that is 5 straight balls for Chatwood.
Chatwood seems to be tripping with his command a little bit. And Tony Walters sees exactly what we see. And he goes out to talk to
Tyler Chatwood.
Chatwood started his career with the Angels, but was traded to the Rockies.
Walters is going back to home plate. And Austin Barnes is waiting outside of the hitting box.
Next inning for the Rockies, Ramel Tapia, Tyler Chatwood, and Tony Walters will bat. Maybe they'll put in a pinch hitter for Tyler Chatwood, the pitcher.
That pitch is low, and the count is 2-0 for the 6th straight ball by Chatwood.
Chatwood all of a sudden struggling with his command. That looks like Rich Hill in his first inning of work.
Austin Barnes is in a hitter's count and has a chance to tie the game. That pitch is on the inside corner for strike 1, and Barnes is surprised by that.
That call was made by home plate umpire Mark Wegner.
The count is now 2-1.
Not much of a shift on Barnes. Reynolds, the first baseman, is holding on Bellinger at first base, and now they throw over.
And
you read my mind.
Cody Bellinger has a small lead because he knows that Chatwood, if he wants, can try to throw him out at first. That pitch is inside. The count is 3-1. Not such a good inning for Chatwood.
3-1 here. He can, if he gets Barnes out, he can go without having any damage done.
The pitch is inside for the second straight walk by Chatwood. 8 of the last 9 pitches have been balls. Curtis Anderson is walking up to the plate, and Walters is on chat with something.
In Granderson's first at bat, he had a ground ball, hard ground ball up the middle. Trevor Story made a great attempt at throwing him out, but Granderson beat out an infield single.
On deck is Logan Forsythe, and Curtis Granderson is the go-ahead run if he gets a home run. Tyler Chatwood isn't having too good of an inning. That pitch is low and a little outside, and the count is 1-0-1 Curtis Granderson.
Granderson looking to break out of his slump, even though he did get a single in the first inning. He wants to break out of it in a big way
by getting a 3-run homer to get the lead. Granderson swings, but it is playable for Charlie Blackman, and there is out number 3. It was 2-0 Rockies in the top of the 4th inning. We'll be back with the top of the 4th inning.
On the Junior Dodgers broadcast, Raymel Tapia, the rookie for Colorado. He wears number 7. He's a left-hander. He'll bat against the left-handed pitcher, Rich Hill. The Dodgers, 0 runs on 4 hits, no errors. The Rockies, 2 runs on 3 hits and no errors. We're about to get underway in this 4th inning. And it looks like Tyler Chatwood is on deck, so he might pitch another inning. Meanwhile, the focus is on Raymel Tapia, who squares the bunt and pulls back. However, it's a strike, 0-1. Justin Turner was crashing in on that bunt. And the Dodgers dugout will tell him if he should stay back or crash on this next one. Tapia is swinging, but he takes a ball, so 1-1.
Tapia hit his first career Major League home run on June 30th at Arizona in the sixth inning, and his first career walk-off RBI single was on June 15th versus San Francisco.
And in that game against the Giants, as it's 1-2 now, the Rockies were winning 9-0, then the Giants came all the way back, and then Tapia provided the game-winning hit. So 1-2 on Tapia, and he lines a base hit into center field. So Tapia's aboard with nobody out, and here comes the pitcher, Tyler Chatwood. The Rockies manager, Bud Black, elects not to hit for Chatwood. He'll get another inning of work at pitcher. Dave Roberts in his pregame scrum was talking about Bud Black, saying that Black was the guy who convinced him to start coaching in the major leagues. When Bud Black had his tenure in San Diego, Roberts was one of the assistant coaches. Then Roberts came to L.A. when the Dodgers decided to fire Don Mattingly, who's now the manager of the Marlins, as Rich Hill misses one ball and no strikes. The Dodgers did not really fire Mattingly. They said it was a mutual agreement to part ways. However, a lot of Dodger fans would disagree with that statement. So one ball and no strikes on Chatwood. And Hill almost throws it at his head. It's 2-0. As Bellinger and Turner were both crashing.
I don't think the Dodgers should give up on this game. I mean, we're still relatively early into the game, and although the Colorado Rockies are 2-up, I still think we have a good chance, and we have Tapia on first.
So a bunt attempt by Tyler Chatwood goes foul over the screen, and it's 2-1 on the pitcher, Tyler Chatwood. Chatwood, his average is 143 this year. He's definitely going to bunt again. He squares the bunt, and he pulls it back. 3-1 now. For Rich Hill, I don't understand why he can't just throw strikes right down the middle. Chatwood is squaring to bunt. Let him bunt. 3-1 here, and the question is, will Chatwood try to bunt here on this 3-1 pitch? Chatwood bunts, and a diving attempt by Barnes. It's a fair ball, and they'll get the out at first base. Or is it ruled a double play? Tapia's staying there at second base. It's not a double play on the scoreboard. It says it is. Now they change it. It's 1-1. So Barnes dove for that ball. He didn't get it, so he threw it to first base to get Chatwood out, so Chatwood is definitely retired. Dave Roberts is going to talk to home plate umpire Mark Wegner, and now the umpires will conference. So Jim Reynolds, Ben May, Lance Barrett, and Wegner will all conference, and according to the replay, as our statistician is telling us, Barnes looked like he caught the ball. I do not know if that's reviewable, so that's the reason that Barnes elected to throw to first base. This could very well be a double play. So right now, it's 1-1 and a runner on second base. This could be 2-2, nobody on. It also could be an interference call as Barnes ran into Chatwood, but he was going for the ball. And so they ruled a double play. And so Ramon Tapia is out, so there's 2 outs and nobody on. That window, here comes Tony Walters. What do you think about that, Jack?
That was an amazing catch by Austin Barnes. And it's smart that I threw it to first instead of throwing it to second, because if it threw it to second, there would have only been, well, either way, there would have been 2 outs.
Right. The Bud Black
is talking to the umpires. He just wants to know who made the call. Because it looked like the initial call that was made wasn't clear. And so that's why they didn't rule it a double play. But then the umpires shared their thoughts, and one of the umpires must have got a better view. Nonetheless, two outs, nobody on. Black will have to take a seat. So hopefully an umpire wouldn't have been able to tell if Barnes cut that ball, because Barnes' body and Chatwood were both in the way. Nonetheless, two outs, nobody on. Wow. Here comes Tony Walters.
As Tony Walters approaches home plate, actually an interesting fact about him is that he was reinstated from the 7-day disabled list on May 16th after he suffered a concussion on May 2nd after being hit in the head by a bat on a swing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So two outs, nobody on. Hill gets a break, and he misses high. With Charlie Blackman on deck, you have to get Walters out. Walters, a career 247 hitter, but this year he's under that, a 236.
With 14 RBIs and no home runs.
Hill gets behind another hitter. It's 2-0 on Walters.
This isn't the best start for Rich Hill.
Finally, he pounds a strike on the outside corner. It's 2-1. Outfield straight away. Infield is also straight away. Logan Forsyth is deep at second base for the lefty Walters, who takes a strike on the high and outside part of the plate. And the deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The Rockies have two runs. Here's the 2-2 pitch. He struck him out. Excuse me, he did not strike him out. Walters got a piece of that high fastball, and we'll do it again. It looked like he struck him out, and a bunch of fielders started running in, but home plate umpire Wagner says that he got a piece, so we'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, the pitch to Walters. Pops it foul down the left field line. So good at bat for Walters as a fan makes a brilliant catch on the Loge level.
This is Rich Hill's 73rd pitch of the game and only four innings.
And he swings and misses, and Walters falls down. Down goes Walters. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth inning on the Junior Dodgers broadcast. Rich Hill with a scoreless inning. 2-0 in favor of the Rockies. here is Chavez Ravine for the bottom of the fourth inning. The Dodgers in a 2-0 hole against the Rockies from Colorado. Logan Forsythe is due up, followed by Andre Ethier and Rich Hill. So here's Logie Bear. That was his name on Players Weekend. And Forsythe takes low. Ball one.
He's 0-for-1 today with the flyout in the second inning.
Forsythe has been making good contact as of late. And he hits another high drive. Deep to right field. Back goes Gonzalez at the wall. And 355 feet away, he'll make the catch. So a long out for Forsythe.
16. Andre.
And here comes Ethier. Ethier ripped the base hit to left field in his first at-bat. So he's 1-for-1. Last night he went deep down the right field line. Here's the pitch to Dre. And he takes a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. Ethier 250 this year. He's had limited at-bats. And he takes a strike. Ethier does not like that call. He's in all alone, too.
Andre Ethier has only gotten 2 home runs in the past 2 seasons.
Here's the 0-2 pitch to Ethier. And he hits it foul behind home plate. It's 0-2. Richard Hill on deck. If anybody were to reach this inning, Chris Taylor would bat. Here's the pitch to Andre Ethier. Ethier rips it, and a base hit through the infield. Ethier will take a turn. He'll hold it first. So a bullet single for Ethier, who's 2-for-2. The old man just keeps hitting. And here comes Rich Hill, who last time couldn't get the bunt down. Do you guys think he'll lay down a bunt or he'll swing?
I'm guessing he's going to swing on the first pitch, and if he doesn't make contact, I'm guessing he's going to bunt.
What about you, Delaney?
I was thinking maybe originally that he was going to try bunting it at first and then try a full swing.
So, Chatwood checks on Ethier at first base. Nothing doing. So now he'll face Hill with Chris Taylor, who in his last at-bat lined out on deck. So here's Hill. Hill takes the bunt, misses, and it's 0-1. Rich Hill missing a bunt. What is new in this game?
It was Ethier who is on first base. I mean, he's only scored one home run this season, but, I mean, at least he just scored a single, and that surely lifted everybody's spirits in the stadium today since we're 2 behind.
So 0-1, Hill bunts again, and he fouls it back, and 0-2 again.
Let's hope Rich Hill can make contact and stay alive.
Warming up in the Rockies bullpen, Zach Rothkopf, the left-hander.
Rich Hill has a batting average of .081. He has hit 0 home runs this season, and he has 2 RBIs. So maybe if we're extra lucky today, he just might score.
And he misses the bunt for the second time in a row.
These bunts are going to matter come playoff time, and Rich Hill is 0-for-6 with getting the bunt down. Here comes Chris Taylor.
And we have Corey Seager on deck.
Taylor, in his first at-bat, flied out to Cargo in right field. In his second at-bat, he lined out to Nolan Arenado. He's trying to find a hole here. He's been unlucky in his past couple at-bats. So 2 outs here, 60 pitches for for Chatwood. So no balls and one strike as Taylor swings through a fastball.
He has a chance to tie the game with one swing.
Taylor starts with that open stance, but when he does his leg kick, he closes it off. So 0-1. And he skies it. Foul. 0-2 with two outs here.
Neither pitcher is having their best start.
Some lucky fan on field level was ready with their mitt to catch that ball, and they did.
Also warming up for the Rockies, Carlos Estevez, the right-hander. So they got a lefty warming up, a righty warming up. But what's more important is their righty on the mound is dominating. He's gone 3 2/3, is not allowed to run. And he's got two strikes on Taylor. A fastball to get him. So Taylor strikes out. We're through four innings, heading to the top of the fifth. The Dodgers, offense is asleep as they are losing to the Colorado Rockies 2-0.
Welcome back to the top of the fifth inning at the Dodgers game today. This is the Junior Dodgers broadcast, and we are waiting the first pitch as number 19, Charlie Blackman, is at the bat. Here's the pitch, strike one.
0-2 on Blackman here. Time is called as there's a ball thrown on the field. Josh Fields is getting loose in the Dodgers bullpen as Rich Hill's already thrown 75 pitches and he's gotten 12 outs.
The Rockies are winning 2-0.
Way out of the batter's box. So, there's another ball. And number 9, DJ LeMahieu, is waiting patiently on deck. Here's the pitch, and he hits it down left field. There we go. We have left fielder Andre Ethier. He headed to catch it, and it was foul ball.
Blackman is one of those hitters who studies the game intently. He watches film very often. He's always in the batting cage. Just a guy who's always trying to improve his swing. And that's why he's the National League leader in batting average at 340.
He is wearing eye black so that the sun doesn't get in his eyes. And he's wearing sunglasses so that the sun doesn't get in his eyes.
He wants to keep that sun away so he can track that ball easily.
And he steps back up to home plate. And another ball.
Blackman with 195 hits this year. He's five away from a 200-hit season, which is a landmark in baseball.
Oh, and he swings, and another strikeout. Now we have DJ LeMahieu approaching home plate.
That is the fourth strikeout for Rich Hill today.
And Nolan Arenado is on deck.
Arenado's already went deep today, and he also has a single. LeMahieu's flied out to the wall, and he has a single. Both of these guys are dangerous hitters.
That was a pretty light and slow pitch. He hits it down right field line, and it's foul ball.
Rich Hill already has 81 pitches, and he hasn't even completed five innings.
But he's facing a tough Rocky order who has a lot of great hitters.
He hits it. It bounces off the ground as it heads towards left field, and it's a foul ball.
LeMahieu hasn't had a bat since the second inning. This is the fifth, and that was where he made the last out. He flied out to right field.
Well, the strike ratio is 1-2, and we're awaiting the next pitch. There's another strike. So, second strikeout of the inning.
Fifth strikeout of the game for Rich Hill.
Here comes the dangerous Nolan Arenado, who in his last at bat hit a home run down the left field line.
And we have shortstop Trevor Story on deck.
Arenado's 2-for-2 today. His RBI total's at 119. Wow.
Leading the NL.
Nice slow pitch, strike one.
A lot of people say that RBIs don't matter anymore, that it's just if you happen to drive in guys with runners on base.
Second pitch, he hits it, and it hits straight towards the ground and rolls out towards left field, and it's a foul ball.
I say RBIs are very important, though, because it shows your clutch hitting ability, how you hit with runners on base, if you can drive those guys in. Getting a single with nobody on base, in my opinion, isn't as impressive as getting a single with runners at second and third or runners on third. I still value RBIs a lot.
Because RBIs can help you win a lot of innings.
Right. The goal is to score runs, and RBIs are doing that.
And he hits it, and it goes straight down out of the field, down right field line. So that is another foul ball.
Trevor Story on deck. Nolan Arenado's in a hole at 0-2.
And a fly ball, is it another foul ball down right field.
Not much of a shift on Arenado. The second baseman, Forsythe, is up the middle. And Chris Taylor, is the center fielder, is hinted towards left center. Other than that, everybody's straight up.
Nolan Arenado just keeps hitting those foul balls. So, out here's another pitch, and he hits it, and it heads down right field, right towards Curtis Granderson. So we're going to take a break right now as the Dodgers are getting ready to bat. The current score is 2-0 Rockies.
Thunder Dodgers broadcast. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Corey Seager is at bat. The current score is 2-0, and Rockies are in the lead.
Corey Seager is up to bat.
Pitch, and he hits it. And he strikes out.
He didn't strike out. He hit the ground ball out to Chatwood, who's in another inning of work. He's thrown 64 pitches, been very effective. The Dodgers haven't seemed to be able to figure him out.
Justin Turner is now at the bat, and we're hoping maybe he can score a run, because he has a pretty high batting average this season of .328.
He's leading the Dodgers in batting average and is second in the NL
behind Rocky center fielder Charlie Blackman.
Strike one. That's the first pitch.
Cody Bellinger, or Belly Bomb, is on deck.
Justin Turner takes a breather and steps back up to bat.
If you haven't noticed, a lot of the players today are wearing sunglasses to prevent sun getting in their eyes.
Turner does not like that call, and the Dodger Stadium fans agree with him. They thought that the ball was low, and a nice framing job by Rockies catcher Tony Walters. Nonetheless, 0-2.
That was the first ball. It's currently 1-2.
Turner also with a great on-base percentage of .417.
And he hits it. It goes. Oh, and he's approaching first base. And he's out.
Nice play there by Trevor Story in the hole, and there's two away.
Bellinger started the season in the outfield, but since Gonzalez got hurt pretty early in the season, Bellinger went to first base, and now he's amazing at first base.
Bellinger also plays left, center, and right. Kid just loves to play.
This is the 69th pitch for Chatwood.
Oh, way out of batter's box, so... Ball one. Bellinger readjusts at the bat.
Two and oh. I noticed in Bellinger's last at bat, pitcher Chatwood stayed away from him. And that's exactly what he seems to be doing here.
He's only doing that because he knows that if he throws a good pitch, Bellinger's probably going to got a home run.
Bellinger with that interesting stance.
Oh, and he takes a swing and he misses.
He was mad at that.
Yeah.
He was looking to hit that one out of the stadium.
He shakes it off and regains his composure. 2-1 right now.
Austin Barnes, the catcher, is on deck. Barnes went to Arizona State University for college.
Strike two.
Pitcher Chatwood now has the edge here with the 2-2 count.
Another ball, so ball three, two strikes.
With Barnes on deck, Chatwood has to be careful with Bellinger, who strikes out a lot, but also hits a lot of home runs and doubles.
Oh, he hits it backwards. So, foul ball. He's hit 36 home runs this season, and we're looking for 37th this game, so that would be nice. And he has a nice batting average of .268. Pitch, and he hits it right down right field line,
and he is out as he runs to first base. Okay, so we're going to take a break. Score still 2-0 in Rockies' favor. And we'll be back at the top of the sixth.
Welcome back to the Junior Dodger broadcast. It is the top of the sixth inning, 2-0 Rockies. Trevor Story is leading the inning off. Josh Field is now pitching for Rich Hill in the top of the sixth inning.
Fields was acquired from the Astros last year.
His ERA is 3.06. That ball sinks and low, and it is 1-0.
Fields went to college at Georgia, and he's always been known for the beard he has. Almost as good as Turner's beard.
Just not quite as good. Story swings and misses at that fastball, and the count is now 1-1.
Charlie Blackman would argue that he has the best beard.
Trevor Story actually hit his 20th home run of the season at last night's game, which means he was the first Rockies shortstop to have 20 or more home runs in each of his first two seasons.
That Story swings and fouls it back, and it is strike two. The count is 1-2.
That's a surprising statistic, as longtime Rocky shortstop Troy Tulowitzki, now with the Toronto Blue Jays, I'm surprised he didn't accomplish that. It's a very interesting story, the first one.
Mm-hmm. Story pops it up towards right field into the stands, and it is a foul ball. Still 1-2 on Story. Pitch is called strike three, just above the knees.
Fields is just filthy and knuckle. He's got that knuckle curvy features that is tough for hitters to see. And then he also has a deadly fastball. Here comes Cargo, the former Oakland A. Cargo starts very open with his swing, and he closes it up. Kershaw's a guy who will strike out a lot, but he's also got home run potential. He's struggled this year, but overall a great hitter, 287 on his career.
He has 10 home runs this season, and he hits it fair, and that is to left field, and Ethier throws it in. That is a double for Cargo.
Great piece of hitting by Cargo. He drives that pitch the other way down the line. All Ethier could do was play it off the carom. And here comes Mark Reynolds. So Fields gets the first batter he faces, which is Story, out. Cargo hits a double. Now here comes Reynolds. The Rockies have a lot of dangerous hitters in their lineup. Raimel Tapia is on deck. Wasn't a bad pitch by Fields. Low and away in the zone, and Cargo just shoots it the other way. That's a testament to his hitting ability.
Now up is Mark Reynolds, who...
Reynolds is a career 237 hitter, but this year he's hitting 270. That's a summary of how it is to hit at Coors Field.
That fastball is low and the count is 1-0. The Dodgers are trying to work a good inning so that they have, so that they can give their offense a two-run deficit.
And warming up in the Dodgers' bullpen is Luis Avila, the lefty who wears number 46.
That ball is fouled back, and it is strike one. The count is 1-1.
That was near where we are.
Yeah, it was right over our booth.
If there was no upper deck, that probably would have hit me in the face. So, one ball, one strike, one out. Runner on second base, Mark Reynolds at the plate.
Scored still 2-0, and we're hoping that the Rockies stay at 2 and that the Dodgers will hopefully be able to hit a few runs at the end of this inning.
Reynolds in his career versus Fields is 3-for-6. That's good for a .500 average.
That pitch is fouled off to the right side, and the count is 1-2.
Looks like a lot of the Dodgers on the field are starting to get a little bit disheveled and aggravated since we haven't really been able to hit any runs, but I still have faith that we'll be able to score and hold off the Rockies for the game, or at least the inning.
That's what we're all hoping for. He hits a ground ball to Turner, and Turner makes a great stop and throws Reynolds out at first base.
Beautiful play by Justin Turner. Ranging to his left, diving, keeping the runner at second. That's called a professional third baseman. If you're looking for good third baseman, you've come to the right place. You got Nolan Arenado just making diving plays all over the place. Then you got Justin Turner, who's also making great plays. Arenado saw that play, and right now he's in the dugout taking some notes.
If Turner didn't stop, left side Roberts wants a left on left matchup, and he is bringing in Luis Avila to face Tapia. So we're going to take a quick break. The Rockies are still in the lead, 2-0, in the top of the sixth inning with two outs. are back to the game in the top of the sixth inning with two outs, runner on second. It's Luis Avilon versus
Raymond Tapia.
Raymond Tapia, left on left. That's what Roberts wanted to happen.
So this is a huge spot in the game with two outs and a runner on second and a tough hitter up in Tapia. If the Dodgers could hold the Rockies from scoring, they'd have a good chance of coming back in this game.
The first pitch by Avilon is hit to center field, and Chris Taylor makes a sliding pass for out number three. Taylor sprinting straight towards second base on that play to get the third out.
What a play by Taylor.
We're going to take another break. We're going into the bottom of the sixth inning. Rockies up 2-0, hoping the Dodgers can come back and get some offense. Rockies winning 2-0. There's a reliever.
So Carlos Estevez is in the game. He's got a two-inning scoreless streak. He's a right-handed pitcher.
Austin Barnes is up to bat with Curtis Granderson on deck. Let's all hope the Dodgers can have great offense this inning and score three runs.
Barnes looking to get a pitch he can drive.
That pitch is at the bottom outside corner of the strike zone for strike one.
So Estevez has had scoreless innings in 17 of his 25 appearances overall, so a good reliever. However, he's got a 6 ERA.
Austin Barnes smacks that ball on the ground in between near Arenado and Story to the left fielder from
Raymond Tapia. So Estevez, when he's good, he's great because 17 of his 25 appearances have been scoreless. But when they hit him really hard.
Right now, Curtis Granderson is up to bat with Logan Forsyth on deck. Curtis Granderson is representing the tying run.
Granderson had a single in the second inning, an infield single, and he flied out to Charlie Blackman in the center.
Granderson rips it foul right next to the Rockies dugout. It was the ball went 96 miles per hour off the bat.
Let's just say Granderson was a little bit early on that one. So 0-1 on the longtime Met and Tiger and Yankee Granderson.
Granderson hits it high, hits a high in the air, but foul. The count is now 0-2.
Granderson looks like he's swinging the bat well. He's just missing on the
timing.
This guy's throwing hard, but he seems like he's leaving a lot of pitches up for guys to drive. Granderson does have 23 home runs on the year. He's capable of hitting one out.
Three of his home runs have come as a Dodger. That pitch was low and outside for ball one. The count is 1-2.
On deck is Logie Bear. That's Logan Forsythe. And in the hole is Andre Ethier. So a huge spot here for the boys in blue. Nolan Arenado, the third baseman, is playing where most would consider shortstop.
Granderson swings and fouls it back. The count is still 1-2, no outs. Runner on first.
Granderson is having a good at bat here with Austin Barnes
on
at
first base. Granderson swings and misses for strike three. There is one out, and Austin Barnes is at first.
This is Forsythe, a.k.a. Logie Bear.
On deck, Andre Ethier.
Warming up in the Rockies bullpen, Mike Dunn, the left-hander.
Dodgers have been getting base runners today, but they can't seem to score. They have six hits, but none of them have scored. That pitch is at the knees for strike one.
Andre Ethier, who's 2-for-2, is on deck. Forsythe hit two balls well. He flied out to center and flied out to right, but he's got nothing to show for it. Dodgers have left seven on base. 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position.
That pitch is inside for ball one. The count is 1-1. That pitch was 97 miles per hour.
Instead of 25 innings pitched, he's thrown 9 pitches this inning. 7 have been strikes, so he will command the zone.
Forsythe looks like he's ready to hit a home run. He swings, hits a chopper to Nolan Arenado. Out at second, out at first. Ground ball turned into a double play to end the inning. Another good third base defensive play today, but sadly the Dodgers were offensive and got three outs. So we're going to take a break. 2-0 Rockies. When we're back, we're in the top of the seventh inning.
top of the seventh inning for the Rockies, look to add on to their two-run lead against the Dodgers. Luis Avila in for some more work after he got Ramel Tapia to fly out to center last inning. Here comes Pat Valeka. Where's former UCLA Bruin? Under Coach John Savage, Valeka wears number 4, and he leads major leaguers in major league pinch hitters in runs, doubles, and extra base hits, and he's tied for first in home runs and RBIs. So one of the best pinch hitters in the game, Pat Valeka, who will bat in Carlos Estevez's spot, and here's the pitch to Valeka, and he takes a strike, 0-1. His younger brother, Nick Valeka, after playing two successful seasons at UCLA, got drafted, and older brother Pat takes a hearty swing and misses. It's 0-2. On deck is number 14, Tony Walters.
He's batting .251 with 11 home runs and 34 RBIs this season.
And keep in mind, that's limited sample size. Here's the pitch. And he taps it fair. And Barnes throws to first. Bellinger is there to receive. Valeka is retired
for out number 1.
Here comes Tony Walters.
Tony Walters.
Who has started 63 games behind the plate this year for Colorado. But his job was taken when Jonathan Lucroy was traded in from Texas to Colorado. Valeka is now the backup catcher. Walters is now the backup catcher.
He's batting .235 this season with no home runs and 14 RBIs.
And he takes inside. He snapped an 0-for-22 hitless streak with a single in the eighth inning on August 30th. Been up and down between the majors and the minors this year. One ball and no strikes on Walters. And he takes inside.
In his career, he's batting .246 with 104 hits and 44 RBI.
On deck is the center fielder, Charlie Blackman, who leads baseball in hitting. You've got to get this guy. And he squares the bunt, pulls it back, and he takes a strike. Wow. Does not look like he has a lot of confidence if he's 2-0 and he's squaring the bunt with a leadoff hitter on deck.
In the Dodgers bullpen, the right hand...
So Walters drives it to right field, but it's playable for Granderson, and there's two away. Here comes Charlie Blackman. He's the leadoff hitter.
He plays center field for the Colorado Rockies, who are leading this game 2-0 in the seventh.
He's the first National League leadoff hitter to reach 30 home runs since Hanley Ramirez in 2008. What an accomplishment for Blackman. So Charlie digs in against the lefty Avila, and he turns and takes a ball. 1-0, DJ LeMahieu on deck. LeMahieu last night had a 16-game hitting streak snap as Blackman grounds it to second base. Forsyth is there. 1-2-3 inning for Luis Avila, who retires 4 batters in his work. The Dodgers want some runs as they head to the bottom of the 7th inning. Colorado still leading 2-0 here at Chavez Ravine.
Thank you.
we're back here at Dodger Stadium. The bottom of the seventh inning is about to get underway. Kike Hernandez looks like he'll be leading off for the Dodgers. Mike Dunn coming in for Colorado. He's got 22 of his last 26 appearances have been scoreless. So a strong reliever is Dunn. In his last appearance against the Dodgers, he pitched one inning, allowed a hit, and a strikeout, and he did not allow a run. So, excuse me, Hernandez will not be batting. Puig is up. Hernandez is on deck. So one ball. Excuse me, no balls, no strikes, no outs. Puig is set to get in. Kike Hernandez is on deck. Puig 257 on the year. And he skies it first pitch. It's in the sun, so it looks like it's going to be trouble. In comes Gonzalez to make the play. So Puig is quickly retired. One pitch, one out for the lefty. So here comes Kike Hernandez. To bat. With one out. Hernandez destroys lefties, and Dunn is a lefty. Hernandez, 216 hitter this year, but in his career he's 236. He does have 11 home runs this year. Chris Taylor on deck. The pitch from Dunn, way inside. Walters had trouble locking it, and it's one ball and no strike. Chris Taylor with his stirrups up on deck. Hernandez is slightly open to begin his stance, then he closes it up. Here's the pitch to Herney, and he takes the ball low. That's something that Hernandez is good at, drawing walks. His on-base percentage is almost 100 points higher than his average, meaning that he draws walks a lot, he gets hit by pitches, guys make errors when he's hitting the ball, so he gets on base.
This season, pinch hitting, he's batting 205.
And he takes a ball, 3-0 to Hernandez. So he's demonstrating his ability to see pitches. Chris Taylor on deck. The Dodger fans anxiously awaiting some hits. The Dodgers only have 6 today, and they have not capitalized on any of their opportunities to score runs. Here's the pitch to Hernandez, 3-0. He takes a fastball in there for a strike. It's 3-1. So 3-1 on Kike Hernandez. Hernandez started with the Marlins. He was in that trade. Here's the pitch. And that's a strike.
Full count on Kike Hernandez.
3-2 on Herney. Pinch hitting for Hernandez this year, 205. He does have a homer and 3 doubles. 3-2 on Hernandez. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Hernandez is retired, and there's 2 away for Chris Taylor. It's Corey Seager on deck. The Rockies' bullpen has been very effective thus far. With 2 outs, if Taylor were to reach, Corey Seager would get to bat. If he were to also get on, Justin Turner. So the top of the order for the Dodgers. Here's the pitch to Taylor, and he takes a hearty cut and a miss. 0-1. Dodgers having trouble putting runs on the board, clearly. 0-6 2/3.
This season, in the late innings for Chris Taylor, he's batting .333 with 6 home runs and 26 RBIs.
Taylor takes inside. One ball, one strike. Dunn, a 4.72 ERA this year. And he's gone 47 and two-thirds innings pitched. Corey Seager on deck. The pitch. And that's way high. Two balls and one strike. So a good count for Taylor to try to drive something. And he's protected by Corey Seager, the tall left-hander. He's on deck. Taylor just under 300 now. 299 average this season.
Taylor has 19 home runs and 66 RBIs.
Taylor in a good count here, 3-1. First at bat, he flied out to right. Second at bat, he lined out on a great play by Nolan Arenado at third. And his fourth at bat, he struck out looking. So 3-1, a good count for Taylor. With Corey Seager on deck. Three balls, one strike to Taylor. And he rips a liner. LeMahieu is there, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Dodgers. They do not score again. And we'll head to the top of the eighth inning. Colorado up 2-0 here this afternoon at Dodger Stadium.
Welcome back to the Junior Dodgers broadcast as we are entering the eighth inning. The score is still 2-0 with Rockies in favor. And the Rockies actually have not scored since the third inning, and the Dodgers haven't scored the entire game. So we're hoping to turn this game around before it's too late. Do you guys have faith that the Dodgers will turn the game around?
I think that they can definitely make a comeback. However, they have to keep the Rockies from scoring.
Yeah, and the Rockies and the Dodgers keep pushing up the players on the lineup, so we're bound to see a few surprises in the eighth inning and the ninth inning.
So Yasiel Puig is in right field now. Curtis Granderson is in left. Walker Buehler is in the game at pitcher, and Andre Ethier is out. The Dodgers give the rookie his first high leverage situation.
First pitch, foul ball.
And he's got tough hitters to face. LeMahieu, Arenado, and then Story.
Welcome to
the big leagues.
Here's the second pitch. It was a foul ball, and it went almost straight backwards. Here's the pitch, and it's a ball.
Buehler looks very effective. He's got that fastball curveball combo. Looks tough to pick him up.
And it looks like it's working out for him because there's already two strikes. And he hits it and it goes almost down center field line.
And that is a hit for DJ LeMahieu to center field.
And Chris Taylor actually caught the ball. So that was a nice play by him. And we are awaiting the next pitch. Nolan Arenado takes home plate.
He has a home run this game, so let's hope that he doesn't get another.
And we have Trevor Story on deck. Here's the pitch. That was way out of the box. So, ball one.
Buehler has yet to give up a run in his major league career. He's pitched two innings scoreless.
And there was a ball. Ball two. It's low and looked like it was a little bit outside of the box.
Trevor Story is on deck, who hits a lot of home runs, but he also strikes out a ton.
The pitch, and Nolan looked like he was about to hit it, and he didn't. So
3-0 the count now. Arenado has the green light.
Here's the pitch. It was low, and now it looks like there's a conference going on between Austin Barnes and Buehler.
And here comes Story, very dangerous Story. He hit a home run against Alex Wood a few nights ago.
Yes, let's hope that he doesn't make any hits for the rest of the game, and we have Carlos Gonzalez on deck for the Colorado Rockies.
So the Dodgers, if they want to stay in this game, better
not allow in another run.
Keep it scoreless. Buehler would love a ground ball right now because that would turn into a double play. Maybe a ground ball to third for a 5-4-3 triple play. The Tigers did that a couple nights ago against Kevin Pillar and the Blue Jays. Turner's already made a few spectacular plays. But the battle right now is between Buehler and Story.
Here's the pitch. It was low and strike.
Nice breaking ball there by Buehler.
The Rockies have another chance to score, but the last time they had a chance, they didn't score, so let's hope that happens again.
High and tight, 1-1. Buehler has quite the aggressive delivery, and he looks very concentrated up on the pitcher's mound. He's pitching from the first base side of the rubber, and he looks determined. Here's the pitch, and he bunts it in. It goes backwards. So foul ball.
98 on the gun, and 72 off the bat. Buehler has gas. There's no other way around it, and his curveball is electric. Story is a good hitter with two strikes, hitting 230 now. When you see that, you might say, what? That's not good with two strikes, but major league average is well below that with two strikes.
Here's the pitch, and he tried to hit it, and he was very late, so that's strike number three, and he strikes out.
Buehler fooled him with that off-speed pitch. 85 must have been a slider. Great movement on that pitch.
I agree.
Story
that pitch was super nasty.
Story was fooled on that. We'll have to get the spin rate on that one. So, Roberts is now conferencing with Buehler, talking to him about this next hitter, which is Carlos Gonzalez. And Bueller's going to stay in the game. Roberts instilling some confidence in his young pitcher. He feels like if Bueller thinks he can get out of it, then he can get out of it.
On deck is Mark Reynolds.
Gonzalez is here, 252. He does have 10 long balls. Bueller would love a double play here, but a strikeout or pop-out wouldn't hurt.
And he hits it, and it was a foul ball going right to the left of him and hitting the net.
Cargo was 1-for-3. He had a double in the sixth inning off Josh Fields that almost went out of here. And he also popped out to short and flied out to center.
Let's hope he doesn't get another double. And there's the pitch. Ball.
Bueller's very tall, 6'2", 175, and two up for the Dodgers next inning, Seager, Turner, and Bellinger, if anybody reaches Austin Barnes.
Oh, that was very inside, so there's another ball. Nearly almost hit Carlos Gonzalez. That pitch.
Bueller looking to get out of this first and second jam as LeMahieu leads off second and Arenado leads off first.
Strike. So currently we have two balls and one strike.
You see why there's so much hype around Bueller. The fastball is electric and the off-speed has great spin rates.
There's pitch, another ball, low and outside the box. It's currently three balls, two strikes, and the runners are probably going to hold. Another ball. So, Carlos Gonzalez takes a walk to first base. The bases are loaded for Mark Reynolds with only one out. We have LeMahieu at third base. Arenado at second base. And Gonzalez at first base. And we have Mark Reynolds at the bat. And
this is Bueller's first high leverage situation. And he seems to be having trouble dealing with these Rockies hitters. After LeMahieu singled two walks, he has gotten one out, though.
There's a ball almost hit Mark Reynolds there at the bat. Another quick conference between Bueller and Barnes.
Bueller needs to figure out his command right now because a walk would score a run, same as a base hit. The base hit would score two if it gets to the outfield. The Dodgers need to keep these Rockies from scoring. They want to have a decent chance at coming back and winning this game.
And another ball. Pressure is really on Bueller right now as all of the bases are loaded. Bueller's definitely not afraid to throw inside, but let's hope he doesn't throw it too inside so Reynolds gets hit. And strike.
Bueller has no command right now, but his stuff is still there as Tony Cingrani gets loose in the Dodgers' bullpen.
On that last pitch, Reynolds swung too early, and so he had a strike. And here's the other pitch. And another ball.
So 3-1 now. Bueller has to put it over the plate, and Reynolds, knowing that, could hit it a long way. He's just got to go with the fastball, and whatever happens, happens. So 3-1 on Reynolds.
And he hits it. Foul ball.
to the right of the field. Fastball right down the pipe, and Reynolds was a little bit late, but 3-2. Reynolds has been in a little funk lately. He's looking to break out of it. 0-3 today.
And he swings and it goes down the left up, and it's in the stand.
Grand slam for Reynolds. And Bueller gives up a grand slam. His ERA now explodes.
Current score is 6-0. Rockies in the lead.
That's what happens when you can't command your pitches.
That was quite the grand slam.
It's still a great battle, power hitter versus power pitcher. But all the Dodger fans are clearing out. Very disappointing. Walker Buehler walking a lot of guys. And Roberts is going to pull the rookie. We'll be back. As the Dodgers getting pounded by the Rockies, 6-0
in the top of the eighth. Fortunately for the Rockies, they just scored a grand slam, so the current score is 6-0 in the Rockies' favor.
Tony Cingrani is pitching for the Dodgers now, and he was acquired on July 31st from the Cincinnati Reds in exchange for Scott Pinn's liking catcher Hedrick Lamontina.
Here's the pitch, and he swings and misses.
Cingrani has great stuff. His problem is it's hard for him to control it. Very similar to Walker Buehler.
He's tossed scoreless relief in 27 of his 39 appearances this season, posting a 4.66 ERA with 42 four strikeouts against 9 walks.
Here's the pitch, and he bunts it and heads to first base. Justin Turner catches it, but not in enough time to throw it. So, foul ball. Oh, sorry, foul ball. It was foul right before Turner picked it up, actually.
Ramel Tapia has insane speed, so he would have made that easily. Luckily for the Dodgers, it went foul.
Tapia is back at the bat.
Tony Segura, prior to the All-Star break, he posted 2.70 ERA, but the 2.13 opponent's batting average in a 1.02 whip in 18 games before allowing 9 runs in 6.2 innings in his last 7 games.
Tapia hits the next pitch straight towards the Dodger dugout, and the ball lands inside. So there's 0 balls and 2 strikes, and we are awaiting the next pitch from Cingrani. Pitch, and it was the ball.
Cingrani has very nasty stuff. Problem, as we talked about earlier, is controlling that stuff, is hitting that catcher's glove, and he's working on it. Dodgers pitching staff, pitching coach Rick Honeycutt, working with him on that.
Ball two.
In 2016, Cingrani went 2-5 with a 4.14 ERA and collected a career-high 17 saves and a career-high 65 appearances. Also tied with San Francisco's Johnny Cueto and the Dodgers' Julio Urias for the most takeoffs in the majors with 6.
So another ball, and we have...
Cingrani has a filthy pickoff move. Kershaw also has a nasty one, but Urias, Cueto, those guys will pick you off.
We have number 23, Tom Murphy, on deck. Pitch, and it's a foul ball.
Cingrani holds an 11-20 career record with 17 saves in 164 games and 6 big league seasons with the Reds, posting a 4.03 ERA while striking out 302 against 148 walks.
And another foul ball. That went really far back. And a lucky fan at Loge level caught that one.
That pitch speed was at 95, so Cingrani's bringing the heat.
And he's maintaining a nice low to mid-90s pitch speed.
Tapia is a career 277 hitter this year, 281.
Pitch, and he hits it, and it goes towards right field line. He heads to first, and he stays.
A bullet single there by Tapia. Bellinger dove, but it was not enough, and he's aboard with nobody out, and here comes Tom Murphy.
Thankfully, Granderson caught it before he can make it to any more bases. Now we have number 23, Tom Murphy, at the bat, and Tony Walters on deck. Still waiting the pitch from Cingrani.
Murphy's coming in to pinch hit. He's hitting 0-43 this year.
And he throws it to first base.
There's that pickoff move again. Even though Tapia got back, it still is extremely effective.
And still back to first. Slowly watching... lots of the Dodger fans here slowly filter out of the stadium.
Still a pretty good crowd on hand, but a lot of these fans are upset. Dodgers are trying to avoid losing their 10th game in a row.
Pitch, and it's a strike.
Filthy pitch by Cingrani. Tom Murphy, who's hitting 0-43, and he's got one hit. Diamondbacks now lead the Padres 3-2 in the eighth inning over there in the desert.
Another strike.
Singrani has thrown 36 and two-thirds innings pitched this year.
And it's a ball out of the box by a lot on that pitch.
Singrani would love a double play here, a bouncing ball to one of the infielders.
Here's the pitch, and he tosses it to second. That was an interesting play right there.
So Barnes blocked it. It was in the dirt, and then Tapia took off, and it was a high throw. Forsythe jumped, caught it, but Tapia was already there.
So now, Tapia is now on second base.
So now a runner in scoring position. With one out here, two balls, two strikes, Tony Walters is on deck. Rockies really putting it on the Dodgers today. 6-0.
They've had quite the win the past few days against the Dodgers. And we were hoping today we could turn that around. And at this point, it would take a miracle for that to happen. But never hurts to maintain a little hope. So here's the pitch, and he hits it, foul ball. Towards right field.
Dodgers offense as a whole over the past couple weeks just hasn't really been there, and the starting pitching hasn't been there. Today it was. Rich Hill, very effective. Five innings, only two runs. Walker Buehler did not have it today.
Hit and a strike. So now Tony Walters approaches the plate.
However, if we've learned one thing about this year, is that the Dodgers are always capable of making a comeback.
They have over 40 comeback wins this season.
Exactly.
And despite winning the past few days, they're still first in the West Division.
By 10 games.
Yeah, so they still have quite the lead. Here's the pitch and strike one. We have number 19, Charlie Blackmon, on deck for the Rockies.
Blackmon is a very dangerous hitter. You have to get Walters out.
Strike two.
Singrani looks effective. The off-speed looks like it's there. He's controlling it well. That's his issue, as we talked about. But he seems to be finding a way to control the off-speed. On deck, batting for the Dodgers next inning, Seager, Turner, and Bellinger.
And it's a hit, and it heads towards left fielder. And left fielder, Curtis Granderson, who they switched out from Andre Ethier at the beginning of the game, caught the ball and tossed it back.
Right when I talk about how effective Singrani is, Walters has just shot the other way for a base hit.
And an RBI.
So here's Charlie Blackmon, 7-0, Colorado. We're in the top of the eighth inning where the Rockies have a five spot. Still only two outs.
Strike. Walters is on first.
Warming up for the Dodgers is Wilmer Font, who pitched in that San Diego series last weekend.
Pitch, and he hits it. It was a fly ball, and it went towards left field, but it was foul.
0-2 on Blackmon.
Strike. And that's the end of the top of the inning. So we'll be back because we're taking a break right now, and then we will have Corey Seager at the bat. Dodgers are trailing 7-0.
welcome back to the Junior Dodgers broadcast as we are entering the bottom of the eighth inning. Things have not been looking too well for the Dodgers as the current score is 7-0 with Rockies in the lead. We have Corey Seager at the bat, so hopefully he will score and maybe get us up a few runs.
So he's facing Scott Ober with a 5.22 ERA this year.
And he hits it as a hard hit fly ball foul towards left field. And then we have number 10, Justin Turner, on deck.
Today's attendance, 50,161, as shown on the big screen. A good day for baseball.
There is a pitch, and it was a ball. Very outside of the box. Here's the pitch, and he hits it, and it's a foul ball down right field line.
Dodgers playing with six outs here to try to score seven runs. That's if their pitching staff can hold up. Justin Turner on deck, Cody Bellinger in the hole. Seager just looking to start a rally with a hit.
Hopefully a home run. And it's another ball. So two balls and two strikes. And it's a strike. Corey Seager strikes out, and Justin Turner approaches the home plate. Then we have Cody Bellinger on deck.
Here comes the bearded one.
JT has had Ed Sheeran's Shape of You the entire season as his entry song.
Seems to work pretty well. He's hitting 328 with 19 home runs.
Here's the pitch, and it's strike one. Personally, I'm tired of the walk-up song. And he swings, and he was a bit early on that one, it looks like. So
right now, the Dodgers are fouling off a lot of good pitches that they're usually driving for base hits. That's something that Roberts was talking about, in particular about Granderson, but I noticed it for the whole team.
So do I. There is the pitch, and it was low and slow, so another ball there.
Now Walters will have to conference with him. He's probably going to ask him where he wants to go for dinner, because there's not much scouting report going on when you're winning by seven runs.
Yeah, definitely.
Oberg wants Italian, and Walters wants steak.
So they should just get Mexican.
Find something in the middle.
And make a compromise. Justin Turner is ready for the pitch. And it's a ball. I think Turner's beard might be good luck. Yeah, definitely. It's like a staple. You don't. When you think of Justin Turner, the beard is like the first thing you think of. It's
beard, the long hair. The shades in the sun,
mm-hmm.
The color hair.
And it's a strike.
When you think of Turner, you don't think of that, a strikeout, but that's just the way it's going for the Dodgers right now.
Yeah. Cody Bellinger approaches the plate.
Rockies are in that second wild card spot. They're in good position if they can keep winning.
But if the Diamondbacks keep winning, then the Diamondbacks get home field advantage for that wild card game.
Right. There is a pitch. It was a ball. Ways outside of the box. And Austin Barnes waits patiently on deck. There's another ball.
When you think of the Dodgers, you think of runs, not getting shut out.
Yeah. Oh, and a strike. Swung a bit too early on that one.
2-1 on Cody Bellinger. He'll be looking for something to drive.
Cody Bellinger has quite the interesting stance at the plate. He holds the bat very far over his shoulder. You don't see that a lot. There's another pitch. Strike two.
Cody's dad, Clay, played for the Yankees and Angels, and Cody played in the Little League World Series.
There's another ball very far outside of the box.
Fans, you can go on YouTube and look up Bellinger's Little League World Series highlights. He had the exact same swing he does now. Only a few minor adjustments. He really hasn't changed much since his Little League days.
And the third base umpire,
Ben
May, made a bad call there.
He rung him up. Bellinger's not happy. We'll head to the top of the ninth inning. Dodgers down 7-0 to the guys from Colorado, the Rockies. We'll be back.
Bellinger crosses his back and bat and strikes out.
Some changes. Okoye Dixon in left field, Trace Thompson in right, Charlie Culberson at third, and Rob Segedin. Charlie Culberson at short and Rob Segedin at third. So the Dodgers have changed everything. DJ LeMahieu's coming to the plate.
Dodgers are losing 7-0 on the top of the ninth inning. There's a pitcher change for the Dodgers, and the new pitcher is Wilmer Font.
The Dodgers have changed
six of their positions. Left field, right field, third base, shortstop, and pitcher.
That pitch is down the middle for strike one.
Mayhew up with Arenado on deck.
And in the hole is Trevor Story. That pitch is a little high and is ball one.
The Dodgers start a series with the Giants tomorrow. Johnny Cueto squaring off against Kenta Maeda.
At the beginning of this game, DJ LeMahieu was tied for fourth in the NL with 167 hits against Arenado, and he ranks eighth with a 3.13 batting average, which has now increased by .001, so his batting average is
low for ball two. LeMahieu swings and misses for strike two.
And his batting average currently this season increased, and it's now .314.
The count on LeMahieu is 2-2. And LeMahieu strikes out swinging.
Great pitch by Font. Pounds the zone in, and LeMahieu takes a seat. Here comes Arenado.
Arenado got a home run earlier this game. That pitch sinks to the lower, to the inside corner of the plate for strike one. Arenado swings and fouls it back for strike two. Close to where we're sitting. The count is 0-2, it's one out in the top of the ninth. That pitch is just barely inside for ball one.
Great take by Arenado. The hanging curveball, but it stayed in, and he elected not to swing at it. Font's ERA this year, 18.0.
Arenado swings and pops it up to shallow right field, and Logan Forsythe is there to make the out. Two outs, and Trevor Story's up to bat in the top of the ninth.
So, two outs here. If the Dodgers can hold the Rockies, then
they have to score seven runs before three outs.
Seven runs to tie,
which will be very hard to do.
In the bottom half of the ninth, the Dodgers will have Barnes, Culberson, and Forsythe due up. If anybody reaches, Trace Thompson, and then Rob Segedin.
That pitch is a nice curveball for strike one. Trevor Story is batting .227 this season, and in late innings, .204. That pitch is high for ball one.
The Dodgers pitching staff today struck out 10. The big inning was the inning Walker Buehler was in. The Rockies got five runs, capped by a grand slam by Mark Reynolds.
Trevor Story hits in the gap. And it is the third home run for the Rockies this game. Now the Rockies are ahead 8-0 in the top of the ninth with two outs.
That was a great piece of hitting by Story. 1-10 off the bat. He just demolished that pitch into the gap and forget about it. So it's 8-0 now, and the party continues for the Rockies offense.
Boos and groans of disappointment fill Dodger Stadium right now.
As we take a look at the replay, a fastball right down the middle, and Story backflipped that baby.
People are booing so loud that I can probably hear one person from the home run area.
So here's Cargo.
That
Cargo
pitch is just barely inside for ball one.
Cargo 1-for-3 with a double. He also walked and scored a run. He'd like to join the home run party.
Still pretty high in attendance at the stadium, but more and more fans are just leaving.
Now Cargo
and ground ball right past Cody Bellinger down the right field line. And it is an overthrow to second base, but the left fielder is there to stop the ball before Camargo can get to third.
Wow. The Dodgers seem to have almost given up. Trace Thompson just throws the ball way high, and it gets away. Okoye Dixon isn't even backing up the play. They're lucky that it caroms off the wall. If that goes into the dugout, then Cargo gets the third. And here's the man with the grand slam, Mark Reynolds, to bat.
If he gets a good hit, boo in front of your TV or whatever you're watching or whatever you're listening to.
Even though the Dodgers have given up 8 runs today and
their
pitching staff has not been well,
they've only lost because they don't have any offense.
Yes. The offense wasn't able to keep them in the game, and so the pitching staff felt that they had to do too much and just blew up. So it's 1-1 on Reynolds with 2 outs.
The Diamondbacks beat the Padres 3-2, and that was a nasty curveball, which Reynolds swung on and missed for strike 2.
Mark
Allen is 1-2.
Mark Reynolds, 28, now 29 home runs with his grand slam that he hit this game, are his most since his 37 home runs in 2011, and 89 RBI are
Reynolds swung on a low pitch, and Thompson caught the line drive, which went straight to him. The Rockies are now leading 8-0 in the bottom of the 9th inning. The Dodgers have to score 8 runs to tie the game before getting 3 outs. The bottom of the 9th inning, Rockies leading 8-0. Dodgers are up to bat. Hopefully the Dodgers are able to tie the game, or at least just score at least just one run so that they don't get shut out.
And Alex Verdugo is coming in for his first at bat, followed by Charlie Culberson.
This season, Verdugo is batting 143 with no home runs, no RBIs, two hits, 250 on base percentage, and 143 slugging. That pitch is high and outside for ball one.
Verdugo is one of the highly touted prospects for these Dodgers.
Verdugo swings, pops it up in the air, in the gap in the outfield, and it is gone! Verdugo got his first home run of the season and of his career. Now the Dodgers are down 8-1.
Verdugo says, you never quit until it's over. He jammed the ball the other way, 382 feet.
He's also saying, if you get home runs, we get home runs.
Folks, it's a 7-run game.
And the crowd goes wild. That was a home run distance of 382 feet, which is impressive. Far for his first home run.
And there's Charlie Culberson,
he doesn't have a single point, home run, RBI, or hit.
Culberson looking to maybe make things interesting a little bit here in this ninth inning. You never know.
Anything is possible. Culberson swings and hits it foul towards right field for strike number one. It is 1-1.
Jock Peterson on deck. Culberson in his fifth season, he's in his 231 career. He does have six home runs.
And 44 RBI, so there's a chance. That ball slides out the strike zone, and it is low and outside for ball two.
So the silver lining in this game so far, Verdugo's first home run, but the Dodgers trail 8-1
instead of 8-0. Culberson swings, and it might boot. And it blew for a single in right center in between LeMahieu, in between the second baseman and the center fielder.
Yeah, Culberson, it's a good piece of hitting by him. He got jammed a little bit. He was able to keep his hands inside and smack a single in between those fielders. So here's Jock Peterson, Trey Thompson on deck. Trey Thompson had to change his number from 21 to 47.
Because Yu Darvish is now number 21.
Well, Jock Peterson's up here.
Number 31 has a chance to make it 7-3. He has 11 home runs this season and 33 RBIs and 55 hits and a 406 slugging percentage.
This would be a good time to break out of a long slump for Jock Peterson.
Definitely. The first pitch was low for ball one.
Adam Ottavino, this pitcher, he's got a 5.44 ERA this season.
And it just got pushed up because of the home run. That pitch is outside for ball two. Maybe this pitcher is afraid that Pearson's going to crush a home run.
You never know what could happen. UCLA, the Bruins football team, came back for a crazy comeback against Texas.
Scoring over 30 points.
That's why you never leave the game early. You never know what's possible.
Everybody in the stadium is clapping and chanting. That pitch is low and a tiny bit inside. It is 3-0.
Trace Thompson on deck.
The Dodgers have back-to-back hits so far with no out. Now they're down 8-1. And that pitch is bowling inside for ball four. Runners on first and second for number 47, Trace Thompson.
The catcher just went out to chat with the pitcher, and now the catcher's coming back to home plate.
They might have to change their dinner plans for tonight.
And they're going to be changing it to something that isn't too tasty, since there's a chance they can lose.
Mm-hmm. So Thompson followed by Segedin and then Chris Taylor, which is the top of the order.
That pitch slides to the outside part of the plate for strike one.
Trace hit a lot of home runs last year.
He has one home run this season.
And his career versus righties, he's got 14 home runs.
Batting .232 and 60 hits. That pitch is low for ball one.
Still nobody out this inning. The Rockies, all they need is three outs here. There's first and second, so a double play is in order.
Possibly a triple play if they're fast enough.
And Rob Segedin is on deck. Trace Thompson looking to add on to this rally.
Trace Thompson hits a fly ball, playable for the left fielder, and there is one out. No one tagged up. Now up is Rob Segedin.
On deck is Chris Taylor.
And in the hole is Corey Seager. Rob Segedin this season is batting .143 in his career, .218.
Rob Segedin was traded from the Yankees minor league system to the Dodgers.
In the Rockies bullpen, it's McGee. And that pitch catches the inside corner, the low inside corner for strike one.
Dodgers are definitely making a bit of a comeback, and we're not going down without a fight. We have Culberson in scoring position on second base with Peterson on first.
That pitch is outside for ball one. On deck is Taylor, who is batting .299.
And in the hole, it looks like Okoye Dixon,
who doesn't have a batting average.
He did hit two balls hard in San Diego, but he has nothing to show for it. But here's Segedin with one ball, one strike, one out.
That pitch was outside, but the catcher did frame it, so it was called strike two.
First and second, one out for Segedin.
One and two on Segedin with the second with a man in scoring position. This might be a comeback win. That is way outside and low for ball two. The Dodgers are making this pitcher work.
Ottavino has a very interesting delivery. Throws that slider, but he steps across his body, so sometimes it can be very inaccurate.
Right now, I can hear people probably in very far away chanting very loud. And that ball bounces in the dirt for the third ball. 3-2. Man, the Dodgers are making this pitcher work as much as he probably wants to, possibly more.
And warming up is Jake McGee for Colorado. So Culberson leads off second, Peterson off first, Segedin at the dish for the 3-2 pitch.
And he swings and fouls it back to stay alive.
Good at bat by Segedin. He's seen some good pitches. He's taken balls.
and he fouled off the tough one. Ottavino this year has thrown 48 and one-third innings, but his ERA is 5.40.
That is not a good ERA. And Culberson swings and misses. And Stegadin swings and misses.
Number three, Chris Taylor.
Chris Taylor has a chance to keep them alive. Bottom of the ninth, 8-1 Rockies, two outs. Runners on first and second. Chris Taylor at the dish.
Taylor's just looking to keep the line moving with Okoye Dixon on deck.
Still hot out. And that pitch is low and a tiny bit outside for ball one.
So second and third. Excuse me, first and second with Taylor up. One ball and no strikes. Two outs here. Dodgers trying to string together some ninth inning magic.
They have another.
They're down by seven runs.
Still not impossible. And Taylor swings and misses for strike one.
That pitch was at 96. That's hard throwing for somebody stepping across his body and going sidearm. Impressive.
Chris Taylor is batting 1,000 against Ottavino with the walk. So Taylor's probably the guy you would most want up in this situation for the Dodgers. That pitch is high for ball two.
So a good battle here between Taylor and Ottavino. Ottavino's thrown 23 pitches. 10 have been strikes and 13 have been balls.
There are a lot of people chanting here.
Chris Taylor currently has 19 home runs from this season, and boy, would it be nice if he can.
Taylor swings and misses at that slow pitch, at that 82-mile-per-hour pitch. For strike two, the Dodgers are down to their final strike. Hopefully, it's not their final strike.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces are wild. Two men on base.
Everything's two. And the game ended on a strike-free call.
Dodgers lose not
that one. And no one is happy here, except for Rockies fans.
And that's a
and
that wraps
Rockies.
Up another Junior Dodgers broadcast. We'd like to give a big thanks to the Dodgers organization for making this broadcast possible. Don't forget to join us for our next broadcast when Buster Posey and the San Francisco Giants come to town to take on the Boys in Blue. If you or your child is interested in being a Junior Dodger broadcaster, just like us, visit Dodgers.com/Junior Dodgers to apply. For Jack Holliday and Delaney Moss, I'm Aaron Goldstein saying goodbye from Dodger Stadium. Our final score, the Colorado Rockies 8 and our Los Angeles Dodgers 1. So long, everybody. We'll see you next time.